Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ravens are taking some days off from practice, Ed. You think it's going to become an issue?
The fact they're taking days off now.
Right.
I mean, especially this time of year. I mean, it's common for veteran days off now where it's no reason. You're a veteran, you know what you can do, and you need a break because it's, you know, you're going into the last, what, three games of the NFL season. Everybody's beat up. Everybody. And that's usually what it is.
Yeah, it's tough, man. Football's a grind, and I know they don't do a lot of hitting in practice. But still, it's a lot of physical. The physical play is unreal.
Yeah,
even though I think it's softer than it used to be, it's still more intense than anything else. I believe, you know, maybe not hockey. You think hockey's probably more intense?
No, football's pretty intense. I mean, they're intense. They're both rough sports. But you're pretty beat up this time. I don't see it as any.
I'm all right with it. Deal. Yeah. I got no problem with it. Yeah. If they feel. See, that's one of those things I don't try to dictate. You know your team better than me. You feel they need some time off, give them some time off.
Yeah.
I'm all right with that. I mean, I don't know how beaten up they are. I don't know how banged up they are. None of us do, unless you're in that practice.
They are, yeah.
The trainers know.
Yeah, the trainers know.
This is that time of the year where you let the trainers do their jobs.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, coach. Lamar, they need to sit out today. Okay. Is that going to make him better for Sunday? Yeah. Okay. Sit out.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, Derrick Henry may need to sit this one out. Okay. No problem. Is he going to have to sit out Sunday? No. Okay. Well, do what he's got to do today. I'm all right with that.
Yep.
As a coach, I got no problem with a player missing 2 days of practice, as long as that means that they'll play in the game. If that helps them play, then you sit out.
Yeah.
The most important thing is to play and to be as healthy as you can be. Well, I'll burn myself out in practice and risk being as, you know, at the maximum point of health in the game.
Mm-hmm. And you saw Lamar look better last game. I think the rest is helping him out.
Smithfield, Barry. What's up, Barry?
Morning, guys. How y'all doing?
Well, how are you?
Smithfield, Virginia. About 4 hours from y'all. My local morning shows, they're all over the Redskins, so I have to listen to you guys. I enjoy you guys.
Thank you very much.
But question, something I've never seen. I'm 59. I've followed the Colts and Ravens all my life and loved them both. And I've never seen this scenario. Y'all might have seen it and get y'all's thoughts on it. Of course, if they win out, Ravens, they're going to be good, you know. But then I saw this week, if they beat the Patriots and the Steelers lose to the
Lions,
what you call it, Lions, then the following week's not going to matter a hill of beans.
Right.
And then the championship, I mean, the last game's going to matter a lot. But I've never seen them, you know, teams, you know, they wrapped up things and they rested the last week or two. But I've never seen it where you could – it's very important. Then you can rest and you can get back to action. Two questions. If that happens this weekend, you think the Ravens would rest the starters? And y'all familiar with this scenario? That was my
I'm not familiar with this scenario.
It's very unusual. He's right. If the Ravens win, Steelers lose, week 17 is meaningless. Because the Ravens will have to, they have to win week 18. That will determine their fate. So they can actually, they can literally sit their starters week 17. It's just an odd, it's an odd way this end coming together. So
I don't like it.
I don't like it either. I think it's very odd because it's also, then you're going to, you talk about second guessing. Mm-hmm. Oof. If you, you know, you rest your starters and they come out flat against the Steelers in week 18, they're going to be criticized. If someone gets hurt, because you started them, and they're going to get criticized. It's just, it's a tough situation to be in, but that that is in fact correct, sir, yes.
You're going
to
be critical of something, right?
Yeah.
Either way, you're going to be criticized.
Mm-hmm.
Criticize me for playing football players. They're football players. That's mm-hmm. what they do. They play football.
Yeah.
So if you're going to criticize me because they got hurt, hey, he got hurt playing football.
Mm-hmm.
That's what he does. He gets paid to play. It's week 17. It's not, I just.
Well, it's the same thing with, you know, oh, these running quarterbacks, they're going to get, really? I see them get hurt more in the pocket than anywhere because it's usually getting hit when they're unaware. But
Bradley in Annapolis. What's up, Bradley?
Hey, what's going on, fellas? How we doing? Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, too.
Yeah. Hey, I want to first start off saying I love the Baltimore Ravens.
Gotcha.
But I am not loving them this season. Lamar has showed poor leadership abilities with being unable to hold his emotions back, and I think it affects the rest of the team, and that's why they suck this year, you know, in all reality. And the fact that he's been missing practices left and right, I get that he's been injured, and you know, he had a couple weeks to rest earlier this season, and now it's flu-like symptoms, but it's just, it's not making me feel good about the future of the organization with how poor he's doing, and you know, big market cap hit about to hit next year. I'd hate to see him leave, but I could see him in Miami.
Miami definitely is a quarterback. You question Philip Rivers' leadership back in his heyday?
No.
Very demonstrative.
Yeah.
Very demonstrative.
Mm-hmm.
You question Tom Brady's leadership in his heyday?
No.
Very emotional and demonstrative. He cussed his offensive coordinator out regularly on the sidelines. You know what I mean? You don't question those guys' leadership because they're emotional and demolished. You don't because that's who they are.
Yeah.
Lamar's always been, this is not the first year I've seen Lamar slam his helmet on the ground.
Absolutely not.
It's like when people used to run from the concessions to their seats to see Ray Lewis dance. Then the team started losing. You know why they're losing? He's spending too much time dancing.
Yes. Yeah.
He's always been this guy.
They just, Adam Jones blowing bubbles. That's why he missed that ball. That was it. It was hit where he couldn't get it. It just wasn't the bubble gum that did it. But people were criticizing blowing bubbles in the outfield.
This is who he's always been. He hasn't changed. The difference is you are annoyed by it because they're not winning.
Yeah.
That's the difference.
Yes.
Because guess what? If they had two losses and he's slamming his helmet down, then he's fiery.
Mm-hmm.
It's based on you. How you feel about it is dictated by the results, not by the actions.
Yeah.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.